Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. This is Ms. Williams calling.
Hi. Hold on. Let me see if we got your authorization. Nope. Nothing has come in as of yet.
Okay, y'all said the system is smooth. I'm not waiting past today because my son is missing days.
No, that's not on us. The Keystone, what happened, I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why they do such a close start date. Because it takes 4 days. The service, it keeps breaking up. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'm not breaking.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay.
Fine.
Okay. I'm sorry. It kept screeching. I don't know why. There's something wrong with my phone. But, yeah, so what happens is the service coordinator puts in the authorization, and then it has to go to Keystone, the company, and then it comes to us. So we can't actually have him clock in with a clock-in app until it's in our database because there's no schedule or anything linked. So, but as long as you trust, yeah, as long as you trust that the service coordinator submitted it for that date, then he can work and use a timesheet to get paid for the time until we can get him to clock in.
Okay, well, y'all never offer timesheets or nothing. He's gonna
work. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know why they didn't tell you that. I thought that they had. Let me see.
Agency. I don't want to start off on a bad foot.
No, I understand.
Okay,
this is Rosalind, right? Is your first name?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because we can't send you a timesheet until we have the actual authorization stating what date it was from. So as long as everything goes through the way that the service coordinator told you it would and told us that it would with that start date, then it's not going to be an issue. Let me see what I have in the notes. Okay, she said she spoke with you and let you know, this is yesterday, that we didn't have the authorization and that once we get it, we'll talk about back pay. Did you discuss that?
I discussed having a smooth switch from one bad agency to another one. That's what I discussed. But if that's what she's saying, I would appreciate
it. No, I'm saying yesterday when you spoke, I'm sorry, yesterday when you spoke with Ruth, it says that she let you know that we don't have the authorization yet.
That's all she said.
Okay.
I asked her about it, she didn't answer.
Okay. So it says that we're going to have started care for today, 311, according to the service, for that was on 311, I apologize. And then, like I said, it takes about 4 days for Keystone to actually, for it to actually show up to our database. So we won't be able to do anything until we receive the actual authorization, and then we'll send over the timesheets and we'll be able to pay him because he's not able to, he's not able to clock in with the other agency because they hit that off and added it to us. You know what I mean?
He told me on Tuesday that was the last day for him to take it. I know all that part. So what are we looking at, Monday?
I would say yes. I would say definitely Monday, but definitely we will, as soon as we get it, we will send over a timesheet for the hours that he worked this week that were not able to be clocked in for, and we'll be able to set him up with his clock-in information at that time.
Okay. I hope you get your money.
And yeah, we certainly will. As long as like I said, we just need to ensure that it was dated for the 11th start, and then it won't be any issue. And we do try to tell the service coordinators that they should kind of date the authorization for at least 4 days, 4 business days, so that way we have time to get the authorization and set it up for you. But because it's a family case, we are able to provide a timesheet. So as long as we get, when the auth comes in, it's dated for the 11th, there won't be any issue and it will be a smooth transition.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.